good times inhabit my burned-out mind like the familiar lines of an old nursery rhyme. I can drift right back into those previous facts through stacks of sheets in purple sacks on wrought-iron racks full of paperback novels I've read a thousand times before. Like the sign outside the old dime store I used to go to when I was about four. I would creak along that dark hardwood floor towards the neat shrinky dink Lincoln logs and rubber frogs. Toy dogs barked at glow-in-the-dark black light art. At the very start of those southern summer days, the warm sunny rays would beat down upon us in the old backyard that I can hardly recognize now. How large the old magnolia has grown. Why, I own a part of it as far as I'm concerned. I certainly earned it by climbing the dirt thing over and over with the other kids that came over to play every day from right down the street. I wore some round bingo boots on my little feet, drinking sweet pink Kool-Aid for an afternoon treat, riding my old orange bicycle with a long banana seat. We was eating Twinkies when I fell on the wet concrete, and my knee bent and skinned through my new blue jeans. I mean, I went out and spent my 99 cents on some x-ray lenses meant for looking through women's dresses with, and seeing metacarpal bones in your hand like the man in the back of the comic books can. He's right there next to the monster masks for Halloween, and never them dirty magazines with wicked naked women in between them. Well, I seen them, and from what my third grade teacher said, I ought to not have brought one to school. It was foolish, but who knew I was into rule breaking, making her angry with my antics and frantic with mistrust and just plain disgusted. Yeah. That must have been a long time ago, when I was about 8 or 9 or so. Indefinitely, my memory will remember a December with my family members who were in the immediate vicinity of me. They told me I was cute in my brand new superhero suit, and they ate some old fruitcake with those fake food coloring stains. And them hard rains can bring back a flood of old moldy memories. And when can I sing you a few of them that stem from my childhood wildhood files? 'Cause there's miles of memories of when we were drinking booze on the school bus and seeing who could cuss the most. Those ghosts of yesterday, way back in my gray hazy brain, keep refraining like frames from a old movie camera, filming the same old thing again and again against a radiant optic glow screen. My teenage emerges, urging new unheard of memory to the fore. But the inner core is for the gory story storage, for rage and for ages. I'm foraging for pages of the history of me. Who I used to be, is my nostalgia relative to reality? Am I really still the same old me? Realistically, am I real and still free?